Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
What should a minute if they go put his big live one up? Then we have a minute.
But he's a bit different, isn't he? That's the...
He's big level.
He's level?
Yeah.
A shovel, you mean?
Watch, no, mummy.
Is it not called a shovel?
No, not, mummy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. That's so much different. It reminds you of a shovel on the front and a digger at the back. That's one of the Bob the Builder toys that Mama Randa gave you at Christmas, isn't it? Which one's that, Thomas?
It's Scoop.
Scoop, the only Scoop, is it? Scoop, you can do the...
Oh, no, you too. Lofty, lovely. Bob and again.
So much fun. Working together to get the job. Just let people do. Right, so you're going to pop your tongue out back on. Where's your hands?
Because I need to... Pick something up at the level concrete.
Yeah.
I better than beekeeping is. I can't pick him. And it just went right. Level. Level. Blue.
It's really nice, isn't it? That's just a little bit of like a thing.
It doesn't look a big noise.
Come on, Thomas. Now, Thomas, we're going to ice those cakes that we did.
They're there, aren't they?
Can I dig something up? Can I dig something up?
I don't think we can dig anything. What do you need to do now?
Chocolate biscuit.
Oh, this is chocolate, isn't it? We made icing. Do you remember when we made icing?
Chocolate.
And that's in the fridge.
Can I eat?
No, no, this is cooking chocolate. We're going to break 3 squares of chocolate into this bowl.
Come on.
Listen, underneath there's a bowl of very, very hot water that's just come off the kettle. So putting chocolate in the top bowl and that will melt. Doesn't it melt up?
No, watch it melt. It smells good.
Now in the meantime, let's get that one so we made the
later bag and eat it.
Oh yes, wait, it's melted. It's just slightly a bit stiff now because we did this the other day, didn't we? What day was it, Sunday?
You can't dip it in there.
Well, we've got to melt it first, haven't we? Was it Sunday when we made these cakes?
No.
It was, wasn't it?
It was today.
Today? Well, no, we just got them ready today, tonight, haven't we? Don't sniff, please.
Can I do it?
Right. Oh, does that feel nice?
Yeah.
Right, now. Let's put this white icing on the big one, shall we? The one that is only left is all we need, the one we... Because, what's happened to some of the ones?
Because some bum cases on the mount.
I don't think it's that. I think some of the ones have been eaten. Look you, since we made them.
What are you looking like? What have you eaten
in
the mount?
No. No, you wouldn't do, would you? You wouldn't do that. No, of course you wouldn't.
Because robbers do that.
Robbers do that, do they?
Don't they?
Are you a little robber?
No. They come at night, robbers.
Oh, is that when the cakes were eaten?
Yes.
Because we made quite a lot of cakes, didn't we? Because we used little bun cases.
Can I do one on my own?
Yes, you can. Please.
If I got to scrub off.
That's it. In a minute, I've got to go and find some sweeties.
I know that. How to do it.
What, how to find sweeties?
Yeah.
Hmm, thought for a minute.
Mummy, no.
They're probably a bit dry now, these ones as well, do you think? Gosh, there's a lot of ice in that one. Look at that one. It's overflowing, isn't it? That's it, is that for that one?
Yeah.
Chocolate doesn't seem to be doing a very good job of melting, does it?
Why?
It's just sitting there in the bowl, not doing anything.
think he dislikes sitting there.
Oh, Holly's crying now.
Oh, she's lost in the dark.
She lost in the dark.
Doesn't matter, boss. I'll come in later. Okay. Okay. That's just the job. Can I lick the spoon when I finish it?
Oh, you finished, but we're not finished yet.
Look at how I did it up. Look how busy and this big spoon.
Oh, why don't I just before you do that, don't do anything guessing yet. Let me move these that you've iced to the back with the baking tray and then we'll put the ones we haven't iced in the front.
That's not too much.
Wasn't very much at all, that was it?
Thank you, mister.
You could try practicing the lining icing on those buns. Perhaps not. What do you think? Perhaps not.
Yes.
Perhaps not.
Yes.
Ooh.
I think we nearly finished cleaning out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let me do it. Let me do it.
Just a minute.
Let me do it. I'm going to do it.
To you.
Yeah. You need a big spoon of it.
That's it, you're more on your spoon of it, don't you?
I think I'm going to lick any.
No, you're not licking that. We've not. Hey, you cheeky monkey.
I know
you've not as many cakes to us as we make, but we've still got a good few of our icing on. So don't be licking the spoon yet, you cheeky monkey. Thomas, don't.
So cute, Mr. Blister.
Thank you, Mr. Blister. Thank you, Mr. Blister.
He's a blister.
Is he? That's so nice, isn't it? A blister on your foot.
Yeah, I had one yesterday, didn't I?
Blister on your foot? Well, it was yesterday, love. It was quite a long time ago. Went to the doctor, didn't you? It was on your toe. Do you remember? Because we know.
Blister.
Well, we noticed it on your foot when we didn't know what it was. On your toe. And it was all infected, so we took you to the doctor. Daddy took you to the doctor.
On his own.
And in fact, it was the nurse who saw you. The nurse was quite cross and said, we should have taken you before. But she said we had to take you out the next time. We actually came back. We saw a different nurse who didn't know where we'd taken you. So there you go. I don't know what it turned me, really.
Big.
That looks like a heart shape, that one. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, I think we're doing it still.
Look at that.
I
lick it.
You can lick it. We're nearly at the stage where you can lick the spoon. We'll just scrape this round. Now, are there any with white icing on that look like they need a little bit more icing? What are you doing? You need the baking tray. Can you see all the icing?
They
cut the room. Does that taste good, Tom? You can probably make yourself sick tonight, mate.
Yes.
Anyway, would you like to eat that way?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to do, it is melting a little bit. I'm going to pop that in the microwave for a couple of seconds, just to see if we can melt it good. Be careful because it can go hard. Back in the microwave. And then my chocolate's ready. I can do some chocolate then. Just put this in for 10 seconds. Don't put any of the buns. And then we've got to choose some sweeties to put on top. That's a good idea. Mr. Thomas Henry. Just needs a little longer, doesn't it? A fraction longer. There isn't very much chocolate actually to melt. Done the tricks, have you?
This tastes of
tastes of doesn't it?
It tastes like banana.
Banana? Why does it taste of banana?
It just tastes like almost anything does.
Right, banana. That's a drop of chocolate on those beans. Right, Tom, before we do, you just want to start on this. Get a tissue all over your nose and your hands. Oh. Put that down, please. Right, stand still. Thomas! Oi! Yeah. Right, no more doing that. Right, let's wipe your hands as well, please.
I'm just eating the white sugar.
No, you're not doing anything now. Pop that chocolate for you.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you want to do it on your own?
Squatch.
That's it. A squatch, that's right. Oh, we've got some meat on it. It's a bit thick and nice in this chocolate. It's melted, but it's a bit thick, isn't it? Yeah. What do you want to do the others?
My feet resting.
What do you need?
Chocolate to eat.
You need a chocolate to eat? I'm sure in a minute we can treat ourselves to one. I think these little ones that we made in the tiny cases are quite good, aren't they? We'll have to think about these.
What's my name?
My name's Mummy. What's your name?
Poo-poo.
That suits you quite nicely, poo-poo, doesn't it?
Poo-poo.
Like Winnie the Poo-poo or just poo-poo?
Just poo-poo.
Poo-poo, yeah. Hello, poo-poo.
Hello, Mrs. Poo.
Do you know what's very special about people called poo-poo?
Why?
They can't eat cakes with chocolate on top.
They
can't eat any cakes. Anybody called poo-poo? No cakes.
But poo-poo, what he eats? Marshmallows.
Does he? Do you know who likes marshmallows?
Who?
I was speaking to Apple on the phone the other day about your birthday party. And she said she would come along to the birthday party and eat all the marshmallows.
That's okay.
Well, we weren't actually going to have any marshmallows, but if Apple's come, we'll get some marshmallows specially for her. So, your party, you're going to have to watch Apple. Okay? In fact, we'll be seeing her on Wednesday. Tomorrow, that's tomorrow, isn't it, Wednesday? She's coming to do a tape.
Yeah.
So when we see her. Right. Have you stuck your finger in that?
Yeah!
Yes, Pop. Right, well, I was about to make you lick this, but I don't think I will now.
Oh, yeah!
Go on, and off you go. You lick that, I'll go get some sweeties.
But I don't like the smell of chocolate.
Why?
I don't like it.
No, you don't like chocolate. Well, it's because you're called Pimmy.
Yeah.
Don't take any more, Thomas.
I
mean it.
I'm walking past the shop.
You're not walking past the shop at all.
Yeah.
Come on, otherwise no sweeties go on top of those.
Yeah.
Shh, don't be silly. You're just being a silly boy now, aren't you? Right, Thomas, don't. Come here now and get some sweeties.
Come here! Where you are?
Yes, please.
Come here. Come in.
I'm going to have a very special one. Could you put on top of two of the chocolate bars? You're better do three, then we can all have one. One of those Romos on top of each of the chocolate ones. Just the chocolate.
Because they are the same.
Okay. lovely.
Oh,
that's
one.
Oh, there's the Smarties in there.
Mm. Well, I don't have that one because there's chocolate on.
Mmm, they look nice. Little bones with chocolate frosting and brown lines. Very nice.
I just got Judy's corner shop for this week.
And I've given you some Smarties. And then we've got some little jelly sweets here. Look in different colours. Why are you licking your lips?
Because I eat all some that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've got to keep these buns upright, otherwise the icing will drop so far to the floor. Can I please stick an orange one right in the middle of that?
Okay.
That's a nice one.
Stick a blue one for me, please.
Which bun would you like a blue one putting on? That one.
Yeah.
Next to my orange one. Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Put that one on this
way. That's right. It has to be quick then, because the icing setting and the chocolate setting. And
there's only that one. Oops,
that's wrong.
Ah, very good. I saw the chocolate.
Where's it gone? Here we are. Right, but ever so quick with the chocolate one. Really quick now, Tom. Because it's too late to put things on if we don't do it quick. Do the chocolate ones first, please, because your icing's a bit runnier. So I've put something up, that's it. I've got some orange one in here.
Yes, so I will go in there.
I'll tell you what, yes, I was going to say, you can always use a little bit... Could you always use a little bit of that white icing there to stick things on, couldn't we? How's that?
Mine.
And it doesn't matter if it's melted.
We can have that chocolate.
No, not yet, we haven't decorated on the cake yet.
Oh, yes, we
have. No, we haven't. We can't eat until the job's done to us. Do you need some more sweets?
Oh, yeah.
You've got a lot on that one, haven't you? How many things have you got on there?
1, 2, 3.
3. Right.
Yes.
Here we are, some more Smarties. And a couple more jelly sweets. Hang on. Now, no, if you get your fingers, you've got to come and get your hands washed.
I haven't.
Ah, you haven't, so you come on.
No.
No.
I was just
trying to peel some finger. No, you weren't.
Don't touch fruit on it
while you're doing it. Okay.
Okay.
That's it. Good boy.
That's yours.
Right. I'll put some in.
Oops.
Put some in some bins that haven't got anything up. That's this. Those yellow ones look really nice, don't they?
I have one, I think.
Well, you can have one that you chose, and we'll save one for Daddy, and we'll have that one. Well, that looks nice. Look, two eyes and a little bit of chocolate there. It looks like a nose, and can you see it looks like a smile at the bottom?
Oh, look, this is a smile!
It is a smile, isn't it?
That!
No, don't be sitting around that one, because the others will not anything on.
That's his hair.
Is it?
And that is
that.
Do you
want
some more chocolate?
More chocolate and more Smarties?
Yeah, yes.
What are we going to do? Those cakes. The big cakes. There you go, that's the end of the machine. We'll put them all in big cases. These have been made in little cases, haven't they? You must have just licked some icing because you've just wiped your hands all on your own. Don't do that. Right, can I put a pearl on the red one on that one, please?
There's another pearl for you.
Okay, that one's got two.
The blue for my house.
All right, let's put it. We've no more sweets now, so we've got to put these on the other ones without icing on, otherwise some will have none. No, put some on ones without anything. Just one on each, Thomas. No, because we're going to run out, there aren't going to be any Smarties left. That's it, one on each of the others. If you've any left, you can put another one on. Look at that bun, it's risen there to your middle, hasn't it?
Me.
Yes.
I'm all done. I have this dice chair.
No, can this is in your chair then, please? This is in your chair. I should not have this one.
Yes, you can.
Well, shall we save that other one for Daddy? I'm going to sit on the floor. Mm.
Sitting on the stone.
That's nice. You've got nice scent all around your mouth. This is a treat. Sitting down, eating little buns with chocolate icing and rainbow on top. And when I'm sitting on this stool, oh look, birdies come. If you know what I can see?
What?
Rows and rows of little buns with Smarties on top. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I can
see. Masses of rose. Masses of rose. I think there's only one more with a rose on it, isn't it? But the one's nice, we'll give it a hard piece of cinnamon. We'll probably dry it out a bit because we made it on Sunday, didn't we? Very nice. Are you tired now? Are you tired, Barry? Quite a busy day today, haven't you? Should I talk for a few seconds?
What? Can't get up. I think I'm stuck.
Mm-hmm. Oh well, you have to stay now then. It's showing me because all these buns need eating, but if you're stuck, you have to stay there. And you can get down and we've eaten them.
I can.
And we made another one.
Gosh.
Which one would you like me to have?
Coffee, but this one. What do you want?
I'll have this one because it's nearest. How's that?
Fine.
This has got white icing on and a little jelly sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, but the small ones are really quite dry now, aren't they? That's a pity because I
said. Hello!
Hello, Thomas Henry.
I
thought these would be nice for your party, but not if they're going to be so dry. It's keeping us quiet eating these, isn't it? Nice. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I think that was rather nice.
Yeah, which one am I?
Oh, that's just one of mine, didn't it? It had white icing on it and a little jelly sweet. But it's gone.
No, Mama, but Mama, do you want another one?
Do you think you've got room in my tummy?
I think.
Will you choose another small one for me, please? Not that one, that's Daddy's.
Yeah.
That one. Ooh. What's this? A chocolate iced one with the orange jelly sweet on it. That's very nice. And then no more. Maybe these tiny ones are only the equivalent of one. Whoops, the jelly sweet fell off. I don't think we were quite quick enough with our chocolate icing putting the decorations on it. Set before we'd decorated, didn't it? If you find that little orange sweet, you can have it.
Are you sure?
Mm. I'm quite sure.
Look after my chocolate.
Oh, well.
I'm going.
Going underground to find it, are you?
Yes. Not that I can find it here.
What have you found?
Just the cone.
The cone, right. Look for the jelly sweet. Nothing else, because your hands are a bit sticky, don't you?
Yeah. I can't find a cone. I can't find it.
I'm looking for the orange. Oh, it's here, Tom. I'll put it in a little bit of white icing that's fallen on the table. You know what? Stick it on top of all done.
Thanks. I'm climbing around me. I'm sticking onto my face.
That's nice. We're being very piggy, aren't we? Eating all these buns. It's funny how the icing, when it doesn't go right to the bottom of the bun, and it leaves sort of semi-circular at the bottom, it looks like it's a smile, doesn't it? think when we've had this, we better not have any more, because otherwise we'll have to eat our tea.
That's it.
Oh,
I think I have
a
popcorn.
No, you've not eaten that one yet.
No, but please don't have any tea, aren't you?
No.
Please. You can finish mine off.
Well, all you really want is a sweetie off the top, isn't it?
Mmm.
We're going to have pasta for tea tonight. Would you like that?
No.
No?
No.
Why?
Because I don't like it.
You do.
No. Ding dong. Lunchman, please can I have sausages and bacon? Over, please.
You can have sausages and peas.
With bacon, ding dong.
Put pasta with it.
Yes. Hello.
No.
You need to eat them.
You need to eat them. We need now to put these in the tin.
Mum, look. What's that?
I don't know. I noticed that this morning. I don't know, darling. It's a bit scratched on my arm. And the only thing I can think of is that perhaps I picked Purdy up and she scratched me. Or perhaps I caught my arm or something. Thomas, come here, please. Come here, please.
Ding!
Come here, please. Come on, we're going to put these buns in the tin now.
Buns! Buns!
Right. Can you help? That's your daddy, so we could take that up to daddy, couldn't we, when he comes home? How's that? Right, we'll put this to one side for daddy. And we're still eating that one. I think you need to take the paper off, pop it, please. I don't think it would be very nice to eat the bun paper, do you?
No.
I don't think it would be nice to eat the bun paper.
Yes, it will.
Do you think so?
Yes, it will.
I don't think it will be very pleasant.
Oh, yes it will.
Mm-hmm.
Yes it will.
Will it?
Yeah.
Oh, the green sponge is just falling down. I think it must have fallen from the chocolate buns.
So it's meant to be in.
No, I've put a bit of white icing on it. And I've popped it in the bun tin. Sorry.
Eat it.
The chocolate ones with a little smarty on look to me like little Easter nests. They remind me of little Easter.
Where's the sweet from that?
Well, it was that green one because I've stuck it back on and popped it in the mountain. Mm. Oh, how's that?
Fine.
Is that fine?
What is that?
Right, in this Tweenies pot that we have the sweeties in, shall we put that little bun for daddy? There we are, that looks nice, doesn't it? Right, the lid's going on the tin now.
Oh, good grief.
Good grief? I think we can pop some more pan cases in the bin. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, come on.
Are you hiding from Purdy?
Yeah.
A little bit from it and she's going to eat your cake?
Yeah.
I don't think she would. I don't think Purdy really likes cakes, do you? I don't think it's the sort of thing she would pinch on you, Tommy. She needed panic. What's she doing under there? You haven't pinched another bun, have you?
Mm-hmm.
No, you would. Not that I Thomas. Mm. Right, when you finish, come out and I'll wipe your hand. And then we can have a little break while I tidy away. And then I've got another job that you can
have. Look, Mike,
I
just had a little break.
We just had a little, well, we're having a little break. We had a little sit down and eating some cakes, didn't we?
I didn't have any back home. Mm-hmm.
You didn't tell me about currant juice. Does that mean you want some now?
Yes.
What do you say?
Poo poo.
Oh, well, you don't get it in on that.
Just get here, please.
No, I don't get anything. Unless somebody asks nicely.
Please.
Please, may I have?
Can I poo in a poo poo?
No, 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 I'm not doing it now.
Poo poo.
No. Let's have a little break. And then, yeah, just wait here, please. Wait here. And then we can do some more jobs in a few minutes when I've tidied up. How about that? Right, so are you going to help Mummy do this?
Oh, yes. Can I kiss you?
Of course you can kiss me.
I just rolled my sleeves
up. Well, I need your sleeves rolled up. This is why I thought we'd do this while we've still got aprons off to doing the icing because I washed up. Now, this plant that's been outside is very, very dirty. And you see these little things here?
Yeah.
They're weeds, so I'm going to just pull those out.
I
want to
look at which weeds.
Those are little weeds there.
Give me these.
That's it. Those tiny green things. Now, in this pot here...
I think there's water here.
Oops. Ouch. Sorry, love. I'm ever so sorry. That wasn't that. Now, we've got three plants
here. I know that!
Well, we bought in this for today, look.
I like these today.
No.
Look, I like these things.
Yeah, now, working on the kitchen floor, it's not our door for gardening, but it's...
Mado's here, big digger today.
Yeah.
Read it. What does it say? What did this digger say?
It says home base. That's obviously where we bought the shovel from, isn't it? The little trowel. Now, I've got these three spring plants that I was going to put around this silvery plant. I don't know what this silvery plant's called, but it looks a little bit dead on top, doesn't it?
It does.
So we've got... No, because that's not a dead leaf. I'm just pulling off these two dead ones at the top. That's the dead bit, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I thought these nice spring plants, I don't know if they're called primulas or primroses, I always get mixed up.
What can I do?
Nothing at the moment. Will you just sit a little bit further up, please, Tom? It's you first.
That's this one!
Can you pick that up then?
I want to dig it up.
But this plant at the front door, so always looks a bit tired. So I've brought these little spring plants to move it up. Now I've got it inside and looked at it properly. Can you see around here? We've got some spring plants obviously from last year in the same tub. Which are just starting to flower, aren't they? Shooting in.
Don't dig something up.
I'm not digging anything up, Thomas. We're planting. We're putting new things into.
Can I dig something up and then plant it back down?
Do you think?
Well, you can have that. I'd like to have another.
Do you think those would look pretty in there?
You can have that. Yes. I can have another.
How about which two together? Because I don't think there's room for all three. We want that one in. And which one should we put with it? This one?
Yeah.
Or this one?
That one.
Right.
Wait, can I have another?
Wait, we're not actually digging up, Tom. We're just going to...
We can.
No, we don't want to dig up.
I don't want to dig up. I'm just planting up.
I'm planting up, are you? Right.
I'm slashing up this big cheese. Slice.
Watch your feet. Slice. In this little plant.
I don't dig it.
No, I'm going to sit that in there. I don't like that at all.
Where can I dig?
Well, we're not digging, Thomas. We don't need to dig at all. We just...
You know what this is for? Tell us, it's related to me.
What's it for, then?
This tells you when it's time to dig, and then I dig it. I need to do it.
That's right, we'll just put it in there. Watch your feet, will you sit further back?
No!
I don't want to go through your foot, but there's a little body worm in there. Look, look in there. You see? You see that?
Yeah.
Tiny worm. Perhaps it's really a bit bigger, but it's just hidden from us.
No.
Hey. I'm not digging anything.
No,
we need to put some of this soil out. Oh, wow. That's some from outside. That's compost. I've just got it from a bag of compost. Round at the back of the shed.
I have one.
What, a bag of compost?
Yeah. Toad!
It's a great big bag. I think actually your granddad got it from B&Q, didn't you, one day? Do you remember that?
I can get it.
Well, I've just gone out with a little bowl and got enough compost in the bowl for potting this. You alright?
Yeah. And then I get to look at you. So I can't see so much of you.
Can't you? You don't see, but you're lovely.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I can go around here.
Right, so now this is the pink plants going in here. Notice I can't walk with you on my back. Can we go around this one, please?
Hey!
Come on, you've just come from that way. You can't climb on my back, darling, doing this. And then do you know what we're going to do in a minute when we've done this? Please, Thomas, move back.
Hello.
We're going to get an apple and cut it in half.
And plant the seeds.
That's right. We'll use one of those little tweeny sugar pots because we seem to have a lot of those at the moment.
And then what I got?
What have you got?
These two machines.
Remove them right out of the way. Don't anything that's going to get soil on it. Put them down, please. That's a good boy.
Put them in a big powder.
No. How does that soil? I haven't covered up those other plants we've just discovered, have we?
Mm.
Do you think they look nice in there, Thomas?
Yes.
No. We need to get these tweeny pots. There's one in the Welsh dresser up there.
Yeah. Well, I've got to put open.
Sorry.
Got two goals on them. Just two goals.
I said, look, if you'd like to get some compost, we've got a trowel. I'll put it into that little pot.
Okay.
And I'll wash my hands and find another little pot for us.
Okay. I'm digging up the earth.
That's right. Very carefully. Very good. Good boy.
Digging up.
Yeah, I don't think you'll need very much to fill out your pot right now, do you?
Look, I do.
Do you? Oh yes, no, there's two more pots here. Oh, tell you what, before I fill them up, we've done one with soil. Don't do any more just to sit now, Thomas. We're going to get this very sharp stick. This is what we need to test cakes with to see if they're baked. We're going to make...
The soil will fall out.
Well, the soil won't fall out because the holes aren't very good, but when we put, when we start to water them, we need little drainage holes. One, two,
three, four.
Four, yes, I think I'll do four in this one. If you'd like to put some in those two pots, don't fill it very full, darling. Only about halfway up. That's as much as that. Right. Okay, and add the other one. Just do it over here so it's not going everywhere, darling. You're sitting too close.
That's what I have to eat, so.
No. You must stay where you are. You can't walk around the kitchen filling up. Thomas, come on. Concentrate. Look, use two hands. Use one to hold the pot. No, look, that's it. That's better. Look, my right hand's a green and I've got another one here.
What?
And no more compost in there. That's it. Finish now. Move right over there.
We can eat the big bit.
Well, we can eat it later, can't we? Just give you a couple of rinse.
We can eat the bit we cut it off.
Yes.
Because.
Right now.
They'll be able to make us back.
Well, we'll have a snack later. We've got to keep this well away from the soil if we're going to eat it. A sharp knife. Right, one apple. Cut it in two. That's two halves. Cut it again, but we've got four quarters. No, look at the pips. Let's get the pips out. That's it. How many pips?
One, two. I've never touched pips before.
Have you never touched pips before? Right, how many pips have you got now?
Three.
Three?
And four.
There's four. Right.
Where should I put
them? Just leave them where they were. Just leave them there. Don't touch them anymore, please. You mustn't touch the apple because you've not washed your hands after touching the soap. Alright, we'll get some of the apple because I'm sure we'll need it later. I'll give it a rinse.
Because you always need to wash
it. Well, yes, because now we cut them up, we'll eat them later. So. We'll do the same. Right, what am I doing now? I'm cutting it.
2 quarters.
2 halves? That's 2 quarters, isn't it?
2 quarters.
And I've done it again. We've got
4 quarters.
4 quarters, you clever boy. Now how many pips?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's good. 5 in that one.
Oh.
6, is that right?
Yeah.
Let's see if there's any in the side. Yes, 3. Gosh, this has been a good apple. Right, let's see what we've got in this one. How many? 2. So let's count them up all together. How many pips have we got?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, I get it. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. Take that away, please. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. Now we've got 3 pots. So if you'd like to put 3 in each, 1, 2, 3. Oh, no, not no. We've got to divide it between the pots. Just put 3 in each one, please. That's 2 full. I'll have to tip some compost out. Right, put 3 in that one. 1, I've put 1 in 2, 3. Very good. Right, we've got another pot now. And put 3 in that one. 1, 2, 3. Now 2 pots can have one more in each.
Okay.
Just 2 pots can have one more. That one and that one. Very good. Now, we'll just move the apples one out of the way.
Because we want to eat them.
We do. Now let's push these seeds down.
Okay, me too.
You push the seeds down, that's right. Not right to the bottom, but just further down. How's that?
I'm planting them.
You're planting them?
And the hair hidden away.
Very good. Now, we need to get a tiny bit more compost.
I will be.
Well, let's use what's on the floor with your hands. Just scoop it up with your hands. And then we won't put it too right to the top, but near to the top. That's a good boy.
Eat apples with messy hands.
No, we need to wash them. We'll have to water these in a few minutes.
Daddy, and now I'm starving.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm only saying that because you've seen some apple seeds. Now, which was the pot without the holes in the bottom? That was this one. Let me get that short stick and we'll put some holes in the bottom of that one. The easiest way is if we do it like this.
Ouch!
What's that? I
burned my toe.
What, are you going to cut your toe on the radiator?
Yes, I
burned it. Well, where's your sock? You've taken your sock off, haven't you?
No, no.
Why did you take your sock off?
Because it was wet.
Because it was wet? Why is it wet?
Because I dropped it outside the cone, so I picked it up and threw it in the mat, so got wet socks.
Oh, I see. Right, okay. Now, we need to water those. Shall we find a nice little tray to stand them on, Tom? I think in here we've got a nice container.
I need to wash my hands with those
dresses. Just hold right, stay there, please. Just sit down again, please. Tom, what's happening? You really poor.
Yeah, pooing, really.
You very, very little child, I have.
Yeah, pooing, pooing for me.
Right, would you like to put the 3 pots onto that tray? What's the tray got a picture of it on it?
Flowers.
What sort of flowers do you know?
Sunflowers.
Pearls and sunflowers, daffodils. Very good. Well, I think that's a bit short to play with, isn't it?
But this was a counting my sheep up.
How many?
Look.
Oh, yeah. Are you counting sheep? It looks like little bunny sheep's.
What's the sheep?
What's it called then?
The sheep. It's called a layer.
A layer? No, but she has a crook. That's the word, a crook. Like a walking stick, isn't it? But she uses it for pulling the sheep back.
A crook.
Now, what do you think to that? Is that a good day's work?
Yeah.
Right.
There's no time being.
No, don't do that because it'll damage the kitchen. It's too short to play. Right, I think now we need to go and get our hands washed, don't you, and tidy up.
And then I'll have nice grubby apples.
Oh, no, we can eat the apples, okay? So we'll have it for now. We'll be back later, won't we? Back later?
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Go on, love, let's have a look at this. Are you looking at your shadow in the sun? There's not really lots of sun today, has there?
Well, I don't know, it was nice this morning. It was quite nice and sunny and warm this morning, and we had
a
nice shower.
Oh, I know it's warm. Now the tree in the jungle.
There's a tree in the jungle. Well, actually, it's called The Little Tree. And it was really a book that you got for Christmas, but there's no reason why we can't look at it now, is there? It's called The Little Tree. It was the middle of winter, and in a deep, dark forest, a little tree stood in a clearing. There was the sound of rustling in the leaves as some tiny wood mice appeared with brightly coloured toadstools. Where are the toadstools?
Strawberries!
Yes, and it says, and rabbits came with strawberries. Look, what are they carrying the strawberries in?
Leaves
and baskets, and look, this little rabbit's got some in his paws. Badgers brought acorns, and squirrels brought hazelnuts. And deer came festooned with ivy. Look, all around the deer's antlers, they've got ivy. Oh, and who brought the holly? Foxes brought bunches of holly. And elves came with jewels sparkling in the moonlight.
Which dinner shall we pull off at that one?
Squabbling happily came goblins with conkers. And with a noise of tiny wings beating, the light fairies appeared with candles, and the water fairies brought dewdrops. The hedgerow fairies brought berries. And what do you think the orchard fairies brought?
Snow.
Shiny apples and golden pears.
The tree was watching as well.
Yes. And the ice fairies brought icicles, snowflakes and frosted leaves. And finally, the baby fairies brought glitter from sunbeams and moonbeams. And the tiniest fairy of all borrowed a star from the sky. It was Christmas Day at last. Look how brightly that tree is decorated. It's a bit nice. It's got all the things on it that the people brought.
I can't see what the pages say.
Well, these pages now say, how to have fun with your stickers. Only use your stickers to decorate your own little tree, which you'll find by opening the flap. That way you'll be able to use them again and again. And look, there's a fairy saying, this way to your little tree. So let's get the book of stickers out of the middle pages, shall we? I'm not tearing the page out, I'm just taking the sticker page out. But there's the tree. Now,
I want to get the stickers.
You can get the stickers and you can decorate the tree just like all those people did. Okay. In the story. Right, I think actually there's some on this book before we decorated it before, because look, there's one of the light fairies with the candle. And there's an owl. You've stuck an owl right on top of the tree, haven't you?
We can't get the other one.
Which one would you like? I'll help you.
Strawberries.
I thought you might like a strawberry one. There we are. Who brought the strawberries? Can you remember which animals? Can you remember in the book who brought the strawberries, Thomas?
I did.
Who did?
The rabbit.
The rabbits! Very good, I couldn't remember without looking back. Very good.
Me. And then I'm going to stick it right up the tree.
Very good.
That's
right, it looks like the owl's bringing the strawberries, doesn't it? Right, now what would you like to decorate the tree with? I've got lots of things to choose from. Do you know what this is down here? That's mistletoe.
Nothing else?
Oh. We've got to decorate the tree with something else. So far we've got two strawberries on top.
Decorate it later.
Well, I think we're going to decorate it now, don't you?
No.
Well, I'm going to decorate it with... what shall I decorate it with? Look, there's a... Did you say it was a rabbit bringing the strawberries? There isn't a picture of a rabbit, is there? Let's sit down, Thomas.
What that?
There's a picture of a squirrel.
Strawberry.
A little mouse. Oh, do you want another look? There's some different strawberries here. There's some with three strawberries on a strand and some with two. Yeah, put some more strawberries on. I'd like to do the toadstools actually.
Okay,
you can. Thank you. Who brought the toadstools? Can you remember?
The mice.
The mice. Which way up? That way up. So they look like umbrellas?
Yeah.
Right, what else would you like? Oh, I'm going to do a pear as well.
Strawberry.
Who was it? The orchard fairies that brought the pears, was it?
I'm trying to get that stick off.
There, I'm dangling that pear from that branch, look. Oh look, and I've met a little rain fairy who's coming with some raindrops. Or dewdrops, I can't remember what it was now.
Can I have these?
Oh, there's a little one strawberry on its head there, look.
Come back.
There you are.
I'm making a friend.
You're making a friend?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
For that strawberry.
Are you making a friend for that strawberry? Right, so now on top of the tree we've got a sprig with two strawberries on it, another sprig with three strawberries on it, and a strawberry on its own.
I have another strawberry.
There's some nice baubles there. Who brought the baubly type things? Can you remember?
I brought it next to yours.
Oh, thank you. Can I just flip back and see who brought those? Look, there we are. Let's go back to the book. We've got mice with toadstools, rabbits with strawberries, deer with ivy, foxes with holly, squirrels with hazelnut, badgers with acorns. Ah, it was the elves with jewels. The elves came with jewels sparkling in the moonlight. That's what I just put on. Some little sparkly jewels.
Mummy, I want to get those strawberries off.
Do you? There you are. Look, some cherries there as well. Who brought the cherries?
This Muffet sat on my tuffet.
This Muffet who sat on the tuffet brought the cherries, did she? Oh, I'm not going to put the cherries there because otherwise... Shall we put it there and see if that little fox is going to pinch them?
Yeah, I don't like it because the fox might say, tea.
Tea, yes. Oh, some candles there, look.
He won't reach my other strawberries because it's at the top.
Yeah. Well, you won't, no, you'll have to go a long way up the tree to reach the strawberries, won't you? Did you help Daddy decorate the tree this year? And last year you had...
And we have strawberries. Put it back on the tree, please.
Pardon?
Put more strawberries on the tree.
Yes, she can. There's some more strawberries here. There you are.
Thanks, mister.
And last year, I think you did...
You won't go all the way up there.
No.
Because you'll be tired.
Yes, I think last year you helped Nana decorate a tree. And Auntie Sharon, didn't you? Were you not staying in Blackpool for the weekend, or you went to visit that weekend when they were decorating the tree?
I come to help.
Pardon?
I was coming to help.
You came to help, didn't you? Very good. Right. Let's just see what the time is, Tom. Just let me go of my hair, sweetheart, please. That's all right?
Yeah. Three, five, three, five, nine.